Once upon a star, far, far away past the moon and Mars and Jupiter, there were ghosts. They were different from the ghosts we know. Because they lived in outer space, the sounds they made were different. Their sighing was different. Their moaning was different. Their crying was different. And they were sad at Halloween because they had nothing to do. No houses to haunt like our ghosts. No people to scare. There was none. No tricks to play except on each other. So they decided to discover a real Halloween. They glided and soared into space as only ghosts can. They saw something big and red which caught their attention, and so they landed on Mars. But there were only Martians there who looked like monsters and sounded like machines. All kinds of machines. Big ones that squeaked and bubbled. And tooted. And hummed. Small ones that blared and clattered. And whistled. And thumped.
Dum.
The ghosts tried to scare them. They clanged chains. They sneaked around and made ghostly sounds. They screeched. And they shrieked. But the Martians paid no attention. They were too busy being Martians and sounding like machines, squeaking and bubbling and whistling and thumping. Besides, how can you scare a monster except by being nice? Which the ghosts didn't know how to be anyway. So they decided to take off once again, in search of houses to haunt, and people to scare, and tricks to play. They glided and soared into space as only ghosts can. Then, suddenly, they saw a spaceship coming from the moon. And filled with green cheese, rocks, and astronauts in spacesuits who looked a little bit like people. So the ghosts thought they would follow along. Some of them hitched rides on the outside of the spaceship. And others rode moonbeams down. Soon they could see the people and the buildings. And soon they could hear the sounds of the earth. Kids playing. Parents working and scolding. Cars in traffic.
Hey, buddy, will you watch where you're going?
And jack-o'-lanterns laughing because it was Halloween. The ghosts from outer space were happy. There were houses to haunt, and people to scare, and tricks to play. They made doors creak in the middle of the night like no doors ever creaked before. They made strange whistling noises outside windows as kids were going to sleep. They hid things that people needed and made things happen that nobody wanted to. But then a really strange thing happened. All the ghosts of the earth became very unhappy and started complaining on the TV news because now no one was paying any attention to them. They were getting lonely, which wasn't right or fair. And everyone was scared only of the ghosts from outer space.
who were different from the ghosts we know and made sounds like no other ghosts. Send them back to their star where they belong, some of the angry ghosts said. There isn't enough business to go around. Put them in a space capsule and blast them off the face of Halloween. And they decided to do just that. But the ghosts from outer space may have overheard them, for they simply disappeared. They were nowhere to be seen. Maybe they were disturbed at the bad manners of the ghosts of the Earth. Maybe they just got tired of parents scolding and cars in traffic and all the pollution all the time and just flew away. Later, someone said two boys had tied rockets to the tails of their sheets on Halloween. Or maybe they just came to look around and then went home to prepare for the people who would come to their star in spaceships from the Earth one day soon. Whatever really happened, all you could hear at the end of that Halloween were the jack-o'-lanterns of the Earth. Laughing and laughing. And the faraway sounds of the ghosts of outer space gliding and soaring on the other side of the moon and out among the stars.
You're listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman, and I have a special host with me, Brett Nock.
Hello.
Who runs the Catholic Tapes label. And this is the landmark 50th episode of The Eternal Now. Made it halfway to 100, and it's also the goddamn Halloween episode, so that's pretty exciting too. We just heard from Nurse of Wound from the Flawed Existence box set. I'm not sure what the name of that track was. I know it's a Napoleon the 14th cover. I also am pretty sure it was on the split 7-inch that came with, like, I think Nature Unveiled, Kernick 3. And anyway, we started off with Gershon Kingsley from the Ghostly Sounds Halloween record from approximately 74. Okay, up next, this is Auto Da Fé. From the, I think their first album, The Spectre of Auto Da Fé.
Oh, my thumb for Lucia.
of God be pleased, as live with thy, for my best hands can sing and dance. My heart is sad for goodly sport, for my comfort who shall me dance?
Creatures who feast upon the flesh of their victims. First eyewitness accounts of this grisly development came from people who were understandably frightened and almost incoherent. Officials and newsmen at first discounted those eyewitness descriptions as being beyond belief. However, the reports persisted. The medical examinations of some of the victims bore out the fact that they had been partially devoured. I think we have some late word that's just arriving, and interrupt to bring this to you. This is the latest disclosure from a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder. Widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life, seeking human victims. It's hard for us here to believe what we're reporting to you, but it does seem to be a fact. When this emergency first began, radio and television was advising people to stay inside, behind locked doors for safety. That situation has now changed. We're able to report a definite course of action. Civil defense machinery has been organized to provide rescue stations with food, shelter, medical treatment, and protection by armed National Guardsmen. Stay tuned to the broadcasting stations in your local area for this list of rescue stations. This list will be repeated throughout our news coverage. Look for the name of the rescue station nearest you. Make your way to that location as soon as possible. Space experts being consulted about an earthbound emergency. So far, all the betting on the answer to that question centers on the recent Explorer satellite shot to Venus. That satellite, you recall, started back to Earth and never got here. That's the space vehicle which orbited Venus and was purposely destroyed by NASA. Scientists discovered it was carrying mysterious high-level radiation with it. Could that radiation be somehow responsible for the wholesale murders we're now suffering? Dr. Grimes, your entire staff, you know, has been working very hard to find some solution to these things that are happening. Do you have any answers?
Yes, we have some answers. But first, let me stress the importance of seeking medical attention for anyone who's been injured in any way. We don't know yet what complications might result from such injury. At the university, we had a cadaver, which all four limbs had been amputated. Sometime early this morning, it opened its eyes and began to move its trunk. It was dead, but it opened its eyes and tried to move.
Chief McClellan, how's everything going?
Oh, things aren't going too bad. Men are taking it pretty swift.
We want to get on the other side of the road over there.
Chief, we need to meet these things.
Well, we killed 19 of them today right in this area. Those last three we caught trying to claw their way into an abandoned shed. We must have caught somebody was in there. There wasn't one. We heard them making all kind of noise. We came over and beat them all to pass them down. Yeah, okay.
Chief, if I were surrounded by 6 or 8 of these things, could I stand a chance?
Well, there's no problem. If you had a gun, shoot him in the head. That's a sure way to kill him. If you don't, get yourself a club or a torch. Beat him or burn him. They go up pretty easy.
Well, Chief McClellan, how long do you think it will take until you get the situation under control?
Well, that's pretty hard to say. We don't know how many of them there are. We know when we find them, we can kill them.
Are they slow-moving, Chief?
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Well, in time, would you say you ought to be able to wrap this up in 24 hours?
Well, we don't really know. We know we'll be into it most of the night, probably into the early morning. We're working our way toward Willard, and we'll team up with the National Guard over there, and then we'll be able to give a more definite view.
Thank you very much, Chief McClellan. This is Bill Cardill, WIIC, TV 11 News.
7 inches put onto one LP for your convenience.
It's the classic.
The classic. Before Rudimentary P9 was Rancid Hellspawn, also from England. This is a very British set, I didn't even realize it. Anyway, Chainsaw Masochist. The title track from the LP, Chainsaw Masochist, from, I think, 1991 or 2. And before that, we had Cosmonauts Hail Satan from the 7-inch Pittsburgh Voodoo Satellite. That's one suggestion, Mabel. And we did start off with Auto De Fe with Past Times from their album The Spectre of Auto De Fe on Secret Eye from, I think the guy still lives in Onlyville. Anyway, Brett, what do you want to play next?
What about Sherry?
On the goddamn Halloween special. You are listening to WFMU.org. This is the Misfits.
Is how do we get them back into the ground?
Bert, Frank, we have a little problem.
Four left, 10 right. No,
die.
Puzzle. Because technically, you're not alive.
Why do you eat people?
Not people. Brains.
How do you kill something that's already dead?
Well, how do I know, Fred? I don't know. Let me think. It's not a bad question, Bert. In that movie, they destroyed the brain to kill him. Is that what they did?
The brains, right.
Yeah.
Brains.
Brains. I hit the brain. Oh!
Get it off! Get it off! Get it off! Get it off!
The secretary is nervous.
How was your day?
Usual crap.
The police are confused.
Send more cops.
It worked in the movie.
Well, it ain't working now.
Bring the movie line.
It's not a bad question, Bert. It's not a bad question, Bert. It's not a bad question, Bert.
The return of the living dead.
I'm getting off the subject, I'm sorry. But there are so many fascinating tales to tell you. Well, let's see now, where were we? Oh, yes. Let me see now, you have your implements, and you have your magic circle. Good. Shall we proceed? But remember that magic is not for the faint-hearted. You can't be too careful when dealing with demons. And you wouldn't want to spend eternity in the fires of hell now, would you? So hot. You stand there in your robes, armed with your wand, your bloodstone, and all your implements of magic. But be sure you have no base metal on your person, only gold and silver to throw at the spirits if the need arises. The brazier is burning. Sprinkle a pinch of incense on it. Then a pinch of sulfur and a few drops of brandy. Good brandy, please. As the flames leap up, pronounce these words. I offer you, O Adonai, this purest incense as I offer this charcoal made of lightest wood. I offer it, O great and potent Adonai, Ilium, Eriel, and Jehovah, with all my soul and all my heart. Deign, O mighty Adonai, to accept it favorably. Now you can be sure you have the great Almighty God, whatever his mystic name may be, firmly on your side. It is time to summon now the evil spirits. Have you scrupulously performed all that is required? Have you? Now, all right. Then begin to recite the following conjuration with confidence and assurance. I invoke and command thee, O cursed spirits, Ba'il, Bathim, Agares, Marbas, Pursan, Abigar, Amon, Botis, Valafar, Nuburus, Glassibolas, come here to this place, instantaneous. Appear immediately in human form, well-shaped in body and soul, and comply with my commands without deception of whatever, whatsoever kind. Come then in visible form and speak pleasantly, so that I may understand thy words. Come in the name of Iod, Elioim, El, Elion Gibor, Vadath, El Adonai, Tzaboth, Elohim, Tzaboth, Shadi. If thou dost not come or disobey me in any way, I will curse thee and will cause thee to be consigned to the bottomless pit where thou wilt remain until the day of judgment. Come then, appear before this circle to obey me utterly. Come in the name of Adonai. Stand firm. Control your fears. One sign of fright and weakness and they'll set upon you. Giant toads. A two-legged rabbit hopping horribly. Beware, there's an Ethiopian giant jetting fire through his eyes with a darting tongue of flame 9 inches long. A three-headed cat. Look out. Snakes are gliding under the skirts of your robes, coiling around your legs. Blast them hence with your magic wand. Begone! You feel an invisible force pressing upon you? Exercise it. Begone and banish, spirit of fear. I blast thee from this hallowed circle, a sanctuary, a place made safe. Shrink to nothing as I shrink the foul name of Shabriri, Briri, Riri, Iri, Ri, Oshnotinos, Shlotinos, Notinos, Dino, Inos, Nos, Os. Demon is gone. They are at bay. But they are ominous, imminent. There lurks a scaly dog without a tail, slimy green with yellow eyes, decapods and scorpions, cirripedes, scurrying mice. There a fantastic holothurian with a grinning head, a micaire with multiple claws, a rabid monkey with a cudgel, ruthless hag, slithering reptilian on her belly. Take care! A beautiful dark-eyed girl, slinking seductively, smooth and voluptuous with silky hair and softly sloping flanks. She smiles. The smile of the succubus, salacious, her mouth, the awful, gaping, crimson mouth of hell, foul, toothless, spitting blood. There slithers now a monstrous slimy snake with the face of a newborn babe. Indescribable monsters with outspread fins. Bristling spikes like pterodactyls. Spondylus. Hogfish. Flying crab beetles. Disembodied bloodied heads. Crawling like centipedes. Bloated babies. Branchiopods. Triangular. Horrible reptiles, porcupine scorpions, lizard cats, vampire bats, mocking imagination, flying red-eyed rats, fish-headed hunchback, groveling, grotesque, prancing, dancing, lovely, bloody, ghastly girls, hopping, throwing filth, a beautiful baboon in royal robes, lapping, flagellating, monstrous, diabolical, obscene, anonymous mosh, sulfurous, putrid, livid.
Spellcasting is for the unafraid. There are all sorts of delightful ways you can go about casting spells and charming, and there's no need for you to stick to just one or two methods. You should try them all. Experiment. Don't dabble with enchantments, though, unless you are very brave. For once the magical vibrations are set into motion, they can never be recalled. The power of magic is such that though you may be able to alter a spell's conclusion, you can never ever recapture what existed for you at the start. For charmed loves, there's a charm that will have a catalytic effect on all your personal relationships. It will project a romantic aura about you that love objects find exciting. It's the ancient Coleoptera's charm. Since Cleopatra's time, the Coleoptera's beetle has been the symbol of eternity. Occult beginnings, germinations, force, power, sex, birth, life and death. And above all, magic. Enchanters insist a Coleoptera's charm will invite a very satisfying sex life, increase sexual vitality, attract many healthy love relationships, encourage your lover's fidelity, prolong romantic desire, and protect the clandestine. Your lovemaking will reach fantastic heights of cosmic ecstasy. Your lover will become helpless within your passionate arms. You must agree that this charm is worthy of some effort. Cleopatra found the Coleoptera's charm to be dependable. Greek witches of today say it's their favorite charm. And I know it works. Take one ironclad beetle, live, and wrap it into a small square of red silk. Place this small packet inside a tiny wooden box that has been painted bright red and is stuffed full with rosebuds. Seal the box with red sealing wax. Place the box and its contents into the northeast corner of your home. Light a purple tapered candle and chant three times. Coleopterus magnificent. Coleopterus blessed. Coleopterus eternal. This charm's effect is good for about a year. Don't worry. It's not considered important if the beetle dies. An old Egyptian witch gave me an ancient love spell. A spell of tender love that takes a little time to prepare. But it's worth the effort. For once cast, it lasts forever. To cast this spell, you must make a special charm. You'll need a small white linen handkerchief. Fold it in half. Once, twice, three times. Now once again. Place a bean in the center of the folds. And with a silk purple thread, carefully stitch the packet closed. Your stitches must be tiny, one touching the next. With every stitch, remember compassion. With every stitch, recall joy, emotion. Use 100 tiny stitches. When ready, place the charm in a wooden box. Fill the box and cover the charm with rosebuds, dry rosemary leaves, cloves, and thyme. Each night as the moon comes up, light a tall tapered rose-colored candle and gaze into its flame. 1 full minute. Offer this flame and dedicate this spell as a comfort for lost souls. Do this for 11 days. The charm will then be ready to carry close to your heart. Bury the candle in a garden by the light of a full moon. Then take the rosebuds, rosemary, cloves, and thyme, and throw them into the wind. Seduce your lover with a special charm from Sicily. It's a primitive charm of blood. Sicilian members of the Black Hand cult believe but a few drops of your own blood mixed with that of your lover's food or drink will bind the two of you through eternity. So potent is the known effect that it's not considered necessary for your lover to know the spell is being cast. Beware. Unless there is true love, it can be devastating to capture your lover in this way.
Okay, we are back from a longish set on the goddamn Halloween special on the Eternal Now. My name is Andy Orwin. I had to get rid of my co-host. He wasn't working out. But we just heard from Louise Huebner, the San Francisco Witch from the 1970s, from an album, Seduction Through Witchcraft. The Coleopterus Charm, that's the name of that track. And before that, Vincent Price, from the double LP, Witchcraft Magic. How to communicate with the spirits. And just before Vincent was Coil from the unreleased Hellraiser themes. As some of you may have been aware of, Coil originally was asked to do the soundtrack for Hellraiser, Clive Barker's Hellraiser. But apparently thought it was too scary or something to that effect, and this other guy did the soundtrack. Soundtrack that you know, but I kind of think Coil's is better. Anyway, Return of the Living Dead trailer. I believe that was 1985. I think 1985, 1986 was that movie. Pretty awesome movie. Not a bad one if you're looking for Halloween kind of movie to watch the next few days. And we did start off with Misfits from Earth ED, Blood Feast. Trying to figure out if that is also from the H.G. Lewis, Herschel Gordon Lewis movie Blood Feast. I didn't make that connection until now. But I think that's what's from. What else would it be from? What else? Anyway, moving right along. Up next, this is Nick Pascal from the album The Sixth Ear, with additional accompaniment by Halloween Sound Effects Records. Following that up with Ruth White from the album Flowers of Evil. Thank you.
The race of metals. You who
his vast hand guards the sleepwalker from the precipice as he strays on the brink of lofty buildings. You, who by magic make supple the bones of the old drunkard, trampled beneath hoofs of horses. You who, to console man in his suffering and weakness, taught us to mix saltpeter and sulfur. You who placed your mark, O subtle accomplice, on the forehead of the vile and the pitiless rich. You who turn women's hearts and eyes to the cult of the wounded and the love of rags. Staff of the exiled, lamp of inventors, confessor of the hanged and of the conspirators, adopted father of those whom in his black rage God the Father drove from the earthly paradise. O Satan, have pity on my long misery.
Thank you. This is Mara, evil incarnate, high priestess to Satan, the queen of the black witches. Blood orgy of the she-devils.
Devil possess their souls or not.
She is too dangerous to share our secret.
Blood orgy of the She-Devils. The film that dares to probe the black depths of hell.
Rise, Taruk. So mote it be.
Your world of ancient witchcraft and ceremonial magic is brought to you in all its stark terror and nightmarish horror.
I don't like what I see.
Of Lucifer himself. Do these things actually happen?
Throw the bat in the fire.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman. And I'll tell you what we've been listening to just now. Fabio Fritzi from the Beyond soundtrack. Sequenza Rhythmica Team. Trailer, I think from 1972 for Blood Orgy of the She-Devils. Great movie again. If you're looking for Halloween movies to watch, Blood Orgy of the She-Devils, I recommend it. And before that, Ruth White, Flowers of Evil is the name of the album from 1969, track Litanies of Satan. We did start off with Nick Pascal, The Sixth Ear, from the album The Sixth Ear. And that's about it for the Eternal Now's goddamn Halloween special 2010. Thank you for spending this evening with me. And My co-host, who's not here anymore, but thanks to him, thanks to Brett for being here on the show. And I'm going to leave you with one more song. It's not a song at all. I'm a complete liar. This is from the Orgy of the Dead soundtrack. This is the last track. I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Thanks. And keep on listening to WFMU.
Easy, miss. Everything's going to be all right.
Bob?
He's right here beside you. He'll be all right, too.
Where are they? Where did they go? They tried to kill me.
What's this you say? Who is going to kill you?
The ghouls. They all turned into skeletons.
Take it easy, miss. What she needs is a good rest.
It's true. I tell you, it's true. They all turned into skeletons. She cut me here.
Probably was bruised in the crash.
You know, you two were very lucky.
I love you, Bob. I really do. Forgive me?
There's nothing to forgive. It was all a dream.
Love me, then?
Of course I do.
Quick, look this. Easy does it. Careful.
As it is with all the night people, they are destroyed by the first rays of the sun. But upon the first appearance of the deep shadows of the night, and when the moon is full, they will return to rejoice in their evil lusts and take back with them any mortal who might happen along.
Yes, they were lucky, those two young people. May you be so lucky. But do not trust to luck at the full of the moon. When the night is dark, make a wide path around the unholy grounds of the night people. Who can say that we do not exist? Can you? But now, we return to our graves, and you may join us soon.